The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You might have seen this. Division Online. How unusual to find Division Online. This is after the comedian Arj Barker. He kicked a breastfeeding mother out of a gig in Australia. That mother, Trisha Ferranda, has expressed disappointment about the incident. Take a listen.
You know, I was prepared to leave if I felt like she was impacting on other people. And it was more like how it went down, if you know what I mean. Like, you know, he could have just off mic said, oh, actually, it's really disrupting me. Do you mind? And I would have happily packed up and gone. And I don't think any of the crowd would have, like, followed me out at that point. Do you know what I mean? But the fact that he was just on the mic and just sort of, yeah, quite... It felt intimidating, but I was breastfeeding at the time, so, you know, you do feel a bit more vulnerable. And then he asked for support of the crowd to, like, basically say I should leave. And they were kind of also jeered out a little bit or heckled a little bit when we were leaving out by some of the crowd. So I think it's that which is the problem.
Poor Trisha Ferranda, Jim Elliott.
Poor Trisha.
Yeah.
Whose side do you think I'm going to take on this?
I'm waiting to hear. I wait with bated breath.
I like a lot of stuff about this. So she got kicked out of the gig, but the part that really offended her was that she got heckled a little bit on the way out. Oh, what's the matter? Can't take a little bit of heckling? Yeah, it turns out heckling really ruins your night, doesn't it, Trish? But I'm completely on Arj's side. The kid was making noise. The kid was being disruptive to the show, so he asked her to leave. And I know that the breastfeeding angle is what absolutely is a lightning strike for clicks and opinions, and I'm happy that that angle is there, because without it, I wouldn't be sitting here right now. So happy to that it caused any kind of a stir. But you can't bring a baby to a live performance. Okay, you can bring a baby to like a concert that's in a field. You can maybe get away with bringing him to a music gig where there's going to be a bunch of moving around in the audience as well. Nobody will notice
that. But anything that necessitates periods of silence, even if they're between punctuations of laughter.
That's the thing. And I wonder if she does sound like a person that goes to a lot of comedy gigs. So she must know that they're not just making it up off the top of their head. Part of the art is in making it appear conversational. And you're just saying stuff that, boy, this just occurred to me. It certainly isn't a line that I've been working on for 6 months, tweaking it to get the syllables and timing and cadence just perfect. It's just, I'm just that funny off the cuff. And so if you think that, then you're like, all right, yeah, probably wouldn't disturb it. But it was disturbing the show and she got kicked out. Would you bring a baby to Hamlet?
I probably wouldn't bring a baby to Hamlet. I would probably ask for a refund if
exactly.
I was at Hamlet. There was a baby there. But anyway, Siobhan O'Neill White is with us from mams.ie. Siobhan, do you think a baby should be brought to a comedy gig?
Well, you know what I'd like as a mother of four? Can that guy give me a list of places where I can and can't go? Just so that I know that I don't offend anybody if I'm breastfeeding my baby, God forbid, in a public space. Can someone think of the poor man? Can we just think of the poor man and compare that guy to Hamlet, please? That's too generous, way too generous. The fact that he highlighted her with a microphone, breastfeeding, you know, when you're breastfeeding, here's the thing, fellas, there's a baby's head covering the breast. Women aren't taking it out there for you to have a good gawk at, and it's not out there for everyone to see because, as I said, baby's head, pretty big, covers the area. So I don't think that was disrupting anybody. I run parents and baby movie mornings in the Arc Cinema in Drogheda on a Friday, and we have parents come in, mostly mums, sometimes dads. They breastfeed and they're able to watch the movie and it's absolutely fine. And we do it in a way that makes it comfortable for them. Mm. The fact that he highlighted it, asked her to leave in the middle of a live gig, he humiliated her while she was breastfeeding her baby. And I understand the breastfeeding angle. Of course, it's great clickbait. But if a baby's breastfeeding, they're not crying and they're not making noise. They're gurgling and they're happy. And normally they just fall asleep and they're happy. Here's the other thing. A lot of women don't have a great support network. They might not have a lot of family around them or friends. We don't know if there were a dad in the picture, even if there was. He's not getting heckled. He's a bloke. He's cool. He doesn't have breasts. Leave him alone. She might not have people to support her, to babysit her. Maybe she bought a ticket for that gig and her babysitter let her down. So what's she to do? Not go. Personally, I wouldn't want to bring my baby to a comedy gig. That's my personal choice. If I had paid a lot of money for a ticket, if I didn't have family around me, if I was restricted in my social interaction, maybe I would.
Was the issue, Siobhan, not the breastfeeding, but more that the baby was making noise?
Well,
I understood that the comedian had an issue with the noise the baby was making.
What, the suckling? Yeah, it's really loud in a big arena full of lots of people but who I don't are probably think, drinking would, and heckling.
You don't have to forgive me. Does a baby breastfeed for kind of an hour and 10 minutes of a comedy gig?
A baby usually falls asleep on the boob. They usually fall asleep. The mother then discreetly puts her bra back up and the baby sleeps. We do these parent and baby movie mornings all the time and most of the babies just fall asleep. And here's the thing. Mothers are quite nice people. If the baby was crying or being disruptive, as she said herself, as I would do, she would have left. She would have quietly left and not. And she said that. She would have left. If he had put the mic down and said, "You're distracting me. I'm sorry. Do you mind?" She would have left. But he put it into his gig. He made it a thing. He humiliated a woman who was already vulnerable. Breastfeeding in public, sometimes it's difficult. It's ridiculous that it is even an issue in this day and age. But I've been one of the mothers that's been asked to feed in a toilet. And I've refused and said to the restaurant manager, "I'm sorry, would you eat your lunch in there? Because that's not where my baby's eating his." It doesn't need to be controversial. It is a normal part of life. And this guy just thought he saw an opportunity. And listen, he is living his best life now, delighted with himself. He's getting tons of publicity. And that woman has been humiliated. And like your other caller said, you know, maybe we should... Would you give me a list of where we can and can't go just so we don't upset
Jim, would you like to provide women of Ireland with a lift?
I've got a list of places you can't go. Dundalk, the Spirit Store on 16th of May, where I'm going to be doing my show. Please don't bring a baby. well, look, if the baby's going to be quiet, bring him in. Here's the thing. You got to look at your baby like you look at your disruptive friend. If you've got a friend who maybe has a drinking problem, who embarrasses himself loudly everywhere you go, would you bring that guy to a show? Or would you bring him to a show and sit somewhere else? So when he gets kicked out, not if, because some people just like they attract attention themselves. They disturb shows. They get kicked out. It's part of the gig, part of everything that happens. I don't think the breastfeeding angle. Obviously, I think women should be able to breastfeed everywhere. Kids are important, and mothers, as you say, are wonderful people. Although, I mean, not all of them. Let's be honest. Come on, there's mothers out there that are jerks.
There are bad people everywhere.
There are bad people everywhere.
Can I just say?
Go on, Siobhan.
Yeah, I just come in. I just say, blame it all on the mothers. It's got nothing to do with how men respond to breasts. Let's not even dig open that can of worms. But I will say, if you do have a baby and you want to be in a comfortable and supportive environment, log on to mams.ie and come to our coffee mornings and our cinema mornings, movie mornings with 15 and 18 rated films, and you'll be welcome and nobody will tell you to put your boob away and throw you out.
Well, do you know what I like about this conversation is that you both got your shameless plugs in without me having to ask you to do it. So listen, Siobhan, it's great to talk to you as always. Thanks a million. Siobhan O'Neill White from mams.ie, Jim Elliott, a comedian who's playing in Dundalk.
Playing in Dundalk on the 16th of May, Belfast, Galway, Limerick, Jim Elliott Comedy on all social media platforms. Come see me. Bring your kids. Why not? I don't care. I need the ticket sales.
Jim and Siobhan. He's going to charge extra for babies. Jim and Siobhan, thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.